Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is out enjoying the holiday weekend with some family. And Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is here. We're talking some fishing here. And if you want to join us, one line open, 858-457-1090. And then 877-792-1090. All those lines are full, but keep on trying. You should be able to get through. And we're giving away 2 3-quarter-day passes. 2 lucky callers are going to win each a ticket to go fishing aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. One of the great, I say new, but it's not new anymore. He's been running for close to like 9 months now. Or
who's that?
Something like that on the Liberty.
Oh, my gosh, more than that.
A lot more than that.
Yeah.
Time flies.
This is year two, man.
This is year two already. Okay, I'm behind. I'm a year behind then. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the second year. We got it online. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got it online 2 years ago.
2 years.
I guess it's a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Year and a half. Okay.
Yeah, well, we bought it almost a couple years ago. We got it online about a year and a half ago. So it wasn't in July this year. It was in July last year. Those guys have done such a great job.
Yep.
I mean, for what they've done with that boat and how they've become established and in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how stoked we are, how proud we are of Taro and the way that whole crew has run the operation. These guys are just.
First class.
They're killing it, and for a reason. They're professionals, man. They've got it down. They do it right.
Indeed, they do. Indeed. Well, let's find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. Hey, if you want to end connection failures, you need that Sato Crimp Kit. Tim will tell you. They use it on the Royal Star for sure. It's the must-have piece of gear to catch everything from a school-sized tuna to a record-sized tuna. All brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method for many boats like the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, American Angler, and most of the top boats. So if you haven't tried it, make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. Get it at selected tackle stores, too, like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or right from SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. We have a little bonus report starting our FishDope.com report with Captain Brandon Hayward. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on, man?
I'm just sitting out here scrubbing coolers and listening to the show, and I thought I'd call in a little report.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, kind of good mixed bag November action, fairly similar to last year. Samples on sea bass, we had a trip for 5 last week and kind of one here, one there. And Alec ran the boat out of Fisherman's yesterday, he had 2 of those bluefin. They weren't those 150-pounders, they were just those 60-pounders.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
yeah, so that's your other boat. You have 2 boats now, 22, 23 Parkers in operation, one at Fisherman's Landing and then the other one up north, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they've both been moving around here this past week. And a little opportunity for everyone to do kind of a little bit of everything, you know, whether it's on your own boat or jumping on a sport boat or doing the small boat thing. Like I always say, perceptions are, you know, we fish until Labor Day, but I'll take this November over June anytime.
You bet, especially in the nice Santa Ana weather. By the way, that Alec is a great guy, too. He's a great fisherman. He's a good guy to fish with. He's worked a few trips with us on Royal Star. He's a fantastic man.
He's excellent, and well, it's not a long time. I've had the business for 6 years, and he's been with me kind of since day one, always helping out. So it's kind of cool to watch him grow, and he does a great job, has great eyes, right?
Indeed,
no,
he does.
No kidding. And so how about the lobster in at Catalina? Are you still doing that too?
Yeah, lobster took a big uptick for us. Season started out a little bit slow, surprisingly, but it's been good. I think I had a trip. The last trip I run, we had 4 guys. We had 28 and a big sea bass.
Sweet.
So we've just been kind of mixing it up between the coast and the island and doing what it takes, you know.
Nice, man. Well,
yeah.
I know Bite Fishing Charters, that's your operation. And if somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do we do that, Brandon?
Yeah, we kind of got the prop tilted up. We're going on our crew trip here, end of the month here, but we've got spots in December. And you could just give me a call, 949-212-0719. I'll probably drop some sort of a December open party schedule up on social media and our website here after we get back from that trip.
All right. Where are you going?
We're going to Mexico.
Nice.
I'm going to take the couple of guys that help run the boat, and we're going to go down to Mexico for a couple of days and probably do everything but fish.
Ah, very good. All right. Well, you guys have fun and enjoy yourself, and we'll talk to you real soon. Nice to hear from you, Brandon.
Yeah, back at you. Have a good morning.
All right. Very good. Now let's continue our fishdope.com report. Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Pete. Hey, Tim. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So here we are, late November, post-Thanksgiving. Great weather and biting fish. Not a bad combination for this time of year.
Heck yeah.
We'll take it for sure. But there's no doubt, guys, winter's coming. The water is cooling down. And along with that, we got squid showing up in lots of different areas, lots of areas. And lots of it. That bodes well. So we'll start over at Catalina there. It's been way slower on the game fish here the last couple of weeks. But with all that squid showing up backside west, we'll definitely encourage that deep water yellow to start biting a little bit better. And it also bodes well to get that sea bass bite rolling. The structure spots and beaches in the West Cove zone are worthy of your attention, guys. This time of year, that bait's right out in front of there. And speaking of sea bass, which you just heard from Brandon there, you know, there's been a little bit of signal along the coast, both in the area where he's fishing as well as up along the Palos Verdes coastline. Definitely a little bit of sea bass cruising the edge of those kelp beds there, and especially in proximity to some of the coastal squid that's showing up. And it's nice, great fish, too, guys. At San Clemente Island, it's an interesting setup over there. There's a little dab of squid in the cove there, and a little bit of yellow's been hanging out on that 18 to 20 fathoms. In that deeper water on the edge of the anchorage there. And then in the offshore zone, kind of in that 86 to 381 area, and that water got cold and all that tuna bailed out of there. But I was just looking at a terrapin picture yesterday. Man, there's a nice edge of that warmer water, and it's creeping right back up into where it should be. And it'll be very interesting to see if that tuna fish finds that again and hangs out there, or if maybe that's just done for the season. We don't know yet. Below the island, down toward the butterfly, and then across over toward the 43, there's been scattered spots, that smaller great tuna, both yellowfin and bluefin. And then yesterday, there was some good signal from around the 302 to the 371 zone. There's some shiners in there, that medium-sized bluefin. I got some friends in there checking that out. I mean, right in San Diego's backyard, 25 miles from the point, that's showing up against crazy this time of year. And then, of course, that bite on the 60, and that was nothing short of spectacular for most of a week on those 120 to 170s. That was just crazy fishing. I'm glad you got a piece of that stuff, Tim. That's a nice way to end your trip up there. And then, but it looks like that might have backed down a little bit, but we're going to know for sure because there's at least 12 sport boats anchored out on the bank right now. So we'll definitely be getting some reports on what's going on from the outside there. But, you know, we got nice weather, guys, biting fish, and it's time to go fishing.
Yeah, no kidding. And fishdope.com, you know, the guys at fishdope.com have had all the info on all those bites, the squid, the sea bass, the yellowfin tuna, the yellowtail, as well as that big bluefin tuna. They've had the numbers, the etiquette, the whole deal on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And how do you do it? You just use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Get you $20 off. What a great Christmas gift for somebody, right, Mark?
Boy, that's for sure. I mean, that's the gift that keeps on giving, man. It's just all year long.
You bet. And how do we find you?
Oh, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And thank you, Attica Fishing, guys, man. We got a couple more days, nice weather before it changes a little bit. So time to go.
Time to go. Thanks, Mark, for that. We appreciate that, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right, appreciate that. Let's go down to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy, Marcos. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent.
We had some decent fishing here. Obviously, we took yesterday off except for the morning half day and went out and caught some rockfish yesterday. The San Diego fishing out the islands are actually on their last trips for a while here. He's going to pull out and do some boat work here after today's trip. And depending on, you know, how fishing goes here, we'll probably throw another boat online there. So we'll still have some 3-quarter days available. Still seeing some yellowtail, bonita, bass on there. I saw a couple bluefin earlier in the week on the 3-quarter day trip. Very good fishing there. Those day and a half trips, again, a little low yesterday with Thanksgiving, or 2 days ago Thanksgiving there. but they're still catching those bluefin out there, so big fish, anywhere from 50 to 150 pounds, so lots of nice fish. And we actually, you know, it's the end of November, we had four open party day and a half boats go out last night.
Nice.
Which we don't even do that during the summer all the time, so very good fishing there, and we've got trips scheduled throughout the week here. Let's check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Those half days, the day and a half, and keep an eye out, and if we schedule any three-quarter day trips, they'll go up there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down and visit us. Have a Rock Cod Rick Rex burrito or the Pete Gray Breakfast Bowl.
There you go. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Marcos. And it's amazing here. Four day-and-a-half boats last night. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, one going out tonight, two the next night, two the night after that. So lots of options there to get out, get a shot at some of those big bluefin there.
Very good. All right, Marcos, appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
See if it's still going on, right? Hey, let's go down to Northern Baja. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I'm out here in the water. We just set up a drift outside of San Clemente Pier, and my buddy Kyle already hooked a halibut here this morning.
Sweet.
So we're on the water report here. And, Tim, I guess we kind of bounced around with you guys out of Guadalupe and over the 60-mile bank, so we got to experience some of that same stuff. A little scratchy, but sure a lot of quality, and nice to be out there this time of year with a couple opportunities to catch two different kinds of tuna over 100 pounds. That was good.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the good thing. You put it in gear and swing, you know it's a good one. You might only get a couple of shots during a trip, but it only takes a couple if they're that size.
Yeah, you don't need a couple.
That's right.
Yeah, like you said, it was a bit scratchy. We only got a few shots, but took advantage of them when we did.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So down at Meg Bay, Juan Cook from San Quintin Sport Fishing was down there. He said marlin were everywhere. They all had lockjaw. They're chasing sardines all over the place, but couldn't get anything to bite. No wahoo around for them. Good fishing for grouper and snapper, and even better fishing for snook up to 30 pounds inside. Over at Mulegey, Bahia Concepcion, steady fishing in the area for yellowtail, fisher in the mid-size, 20 pounds. Lots of sardines around pushing cabrilla. Our cabrilla are coming, chasing them into the bay with snapper as well. Got a report at La Bocana where Wes and Blanca there had some guests that went out, and they had a little bit of everything going on there. They got into the grouper and the yellowtail, and then offshore with the Dorado and some cabrilla were around. Jeff out at Cedros, that's been warm and breezy. Yellows continue on the yo-yo iron. Dorado and tuna are still around. Calico steady. And the wahoo there seemed to have moved out. Over at Bay of L.A., I guess Bill Boyce has been out there, and I saw that he said there's good, steady yellowtail fishing and was able to mix in a couple grouper as well. Over at San Quintin, full-speed yo-yo iron on the high spots, you know, this time of year there. Really a good option to get to San Quintin and fish, and it looks like it's happening now. Inside the bay, some of the guys were getting lots of sand bass, spotties, bonefish, and there's some gulf grouper and a broomtail grouper both there in and outside of the mouth of the bay there. Ensenada, decent halibut, and some white sea bass found earlier in the week. And over at Gonzaga, cooler water, fall conditions this week, some nice grouper around, cabrilla, and some big sierras around. So up and down the Baja, like here, good weather and good things happening.
No kidding, and great trip on the Royal Polaris for you and your gang there. I know Rick Jensen is sponsored next year. Next year you'll be on the Shogun, which will be great for the Sport Fishing Financial trip next year. But I'll tell you what, if you want to get good advice, you've got quite the following now, Rick, in the sport fishing community. You've made some money for people, and they know they can trust you and be with you. Sport Fishing Financial is the spot. I get people every day ask me, what about that Rick Jensen guy? And I'm telling you, this is the guy's the real deal. So check him out. How do we find you, Rick?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Pete. And, yeah, we are doing a lot of good work with a lot of the community and looking forward to some year-end planning or start the year out right next year. So get a hold of us on the website, sportfishingfinancial.com, or call me at the office, 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks, Rick. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your holiday there. And that is our Catch Report. Very full and informative there. And Catch Report today is sponsored by a brand new sponsor here on Let's Talk Hook Up, and that's Anza Knives. Handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza knives are made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives as well as hunting knives, general purpose, and one of a kind collector knives. And once you try that Anza knife, you're going to be hooked. I'm telling you what, I have one. The best knife I've ever had. Unbelievable how good this knife is. Check Anza, A-N-Z-A, AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's A-N-Z-A-Knives.com. And by the way, Don from Anza Knives is at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show today and tomorrow in Costa Mesa. So go by and say hi to Don and tell him that you're a Let's Talk Hookup listener, and I'll bet he'll cut you a nice deal on what I think is the best fillet knife I've ever used, and that's Anza Knives. Check them out. We'll be giving away a couple of Anza knives here on the show, on upcoming shows, too.
I'm going to have to check one out.
I am telling you.
My curiosity's peaked here. I like the high-carbon steel.
I couldn't figure out how this knife held the edge so long and so much better than any other knife I use. And I asked Don about it. He says, it's because it's high-carbon steel.
Yeah, that's it.
Holds the knife better. It's handmade and easier to sharpen, really, and get a good edge on it. You do have to treat it because it's going to rust if you don't treat it with some kind of an oil or something like that, but that's not that big a deal.
Oh, at the end of the day, you clean it, you need the oil, and away you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check them out.
I'm going to.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. Let's talk to a patient caller, Rich and Bradley. Good morning, Rich. Thanks for hanging in there, Rich.
Hey, good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody at Let's Talk Hookup.
Same to you.
Earlier, you guys were talking about fishing, besides the great fishing in Southern California, that kind of touched on the Beyond, and I had a question about that, but before I get to that, I'd like to add some color to the albacore discussion. You know, to catch albacore, a whole lot of things have to go right. One of the things that I have to be grateful for is a memory of a trip 2012 Halloween out on the Princess out of Morro Bay. We didn't have any bait, but I still managed to hook four, got two on the troll and two on the slide. So I can just imagine what would have happened if we'd had bait with us. We were fishing salted anchovies when we'd stop on them. So that's just kind of one illustration of the potential things that could add up to whether you're successful or not. But now to get to my question about fishing Beyond, he was touching on some of the exotic trips to Mexico and some of the destinations that are pretty much only locals. Tourist spots that the Americans might be able to take advantage of. My experience with it, Altata Bay, was that they had all the equipment I need and were able to send fish home. And I'm wondering if things are beginning to develop to where you can pretty much count on those two things, to where you don't need to risk bringing your own tackle and the extra hassle factor that goes along with it. And can you count on bringing fish home or just enjoy the actual fishing experience and leave the fish behind?
No, I think you can count on bringing fish home. That's always been a big part of long-range fishing and will continue to be. And as far as the gear goes, I know that we already have a ton of equipment on the boat. I don't know if we have enough equipment to supply a group of 20 anglers, but we have enough equipment to at least supply, say on a four-day trip out of Mazatlan, we've got enough equipment on the boat to outfit at least 10, even a dozen anglers right now. And maybe more than that. There's always a percentage of anglers who just prefer fishing with their own gear anyway and bring their own. And it's really not that big of a deal to bring it along. But, you know, recognizing it's easier to not travel with it, there's going to be a percentage of tackle on the boat to outfit. You know, again, I'm going to say half the anglers, perhaps even more.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question on those four-day fly down, fly back, Mazatlan trips next May. And like I said, there's going to be more coming up on the schedule here real soon because I just see them as being a huge success. Are you going to be able to put your gear on the boat before the boat leaves San Diego?
You know,
work the details on that yet?
You know, this year we may take some. I'm not
a little bit.
I don't want to set that as a precedent though, because again, the long range plan is to put the boat down there and stay there for multiple trips. So I would much rather the anglers either bring their own gear or use gear that we have on the boat rather than try to sort and be responsible for anglers' gears on multiple trips. You know, I could just see some potential for a real challenge.
Issue, yeah.
Let's say so. I'm far more comfortable with anglers taking their own gear. Exactly.
Which
or
is not
using
that big
ours.
A deal.
No, it's not. I mean, you fly all over the place.
Yep.
You know, it's not a big deal to bring your gear.
Not at all.
It isn't.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good questions there, Rich. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines. Talk to Dave and Anza. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody there.
Morning.
So, hey, Pete, I like that new sponsor you have there, Hanson Knives. I talked to them at one of your remote broadcasts this past summer, and I got one of his hunting knives. They originated up here in my territory where I live. And I recently was on a hunting trip. I got two big wild boars, and I want to tell you, those Hanson Knives did a really good job on cutting them up. They're great. It's really a great product.
Pretty impressive. So, yeah, good point there. Thanks a lot. Yeah, and that's where I met Don from Hanson. I was at our San Diego County Ford dealer, Elkhorn Ford,
right.
Remote there, and just a great guy and great people.
Yeah, I had a question for Tim here this morning about the Royal Star, and actually this could apply to any of the long-range boats. I often wondered, when you're on one of your longer trips out there, if somebody had an accident on board, like took a hard fall or something, or if there was a medical emergency, to what extent are you guys prepared to take care of something like that? And also, at what range would the Coast Guard come down and do an airlift if something like that was necessary?
Generally within 300 miles, maybe a little farther. But about 300 miles is the Coast Guard's range. Beyond that, we have the ability to administer advanced first aid. Beyond that, not so much. You know, you're not going on a hospital ship. So I think that you know, when you're going long-range fishing, we always advise anglers that, you know, if you have any kind of health condition or you know, you're at any kind of medical risk, it's probably not for you. You know, you want to be somewhere where you're not as remote. And that is just the nature of long-range fishing. I mean, you know, when you're offshore, say at Alejos Rocks, you're a long way down there. You're 500 miles away from the U.S., and you're 200 miles basically offshore. So it's just, you know, that's the nature of that fishery. On the bright side, because I don't want to get into this is kind of a dark topic, but on the bright side, the number of accidents and medical emergencies that we have on the boat are so few.
Yeah.
Relative to the number of days we spend out, the number of anglers that we take fishing, I mean, it's so rare that something happens. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know, and
I don't know about you, but when I go out on the water and I'm on a long range trip, my blood pressure goes way down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a relaxing experience. Of course, not for you because you're working. But,
sure.
I mean, when I'm on there, it's like the serious unwind.
Sure. And we really do place a very high emphasis on safety, safe operation. You know, as an example, say, you know, we see any big weather coming, you know, we don't stay out in it. We head into the coast, we head behind an island, you know, I mean, we try to minimize the impact of the weather. We really try to maintain a very safe environment on there, recognizing that, you know, you're very, very small when you're out in the middle of the ocean. So, you know, we got a lot of self-awareness in that case. And, you know, we do our best to maintain a very safe environment on the boat. And again, that's reflected in our history. You know, you look back and the number of days that we've spent out there carrying the number of people that we have, it's very, very solid.
Pretty awesome, yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Dave. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more from Captain Tim Ekstrom. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, and we are Southern California Sport Fishing Voice and the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. I want to remind you, be sure to subscribe to our email blast next week. Bill Varney says we're going to start giving away some calendars. So if you're on our email blast, we're going to start giving away several calendars each week to anybody that's on, just random draw from our email blast. Easy to do. Just go to our website. Letstalkhookup.com. Just click on subscribe to our email blast. We only send it out every other week with pertinent information and info on the show and our great articles and such like that. So, and we don't spam it. We don't sell it to anybody. So sign up for our email blast and have a chance to win that new CCA sport fishing calendar starting next week. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines. Tim, they are packed. They want to talk to you. Ed in Mira Mesa, you're next up. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Can I, Captain, bear with me? I've got that stuff going around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, what I was wondering, Tim, is I have some gear, but I don't have any of the larger stuff or, you know, two-speed stuff. Do you rent it out or do you do a loaner and then you just pay for fluorocarbon and that? Can you let me in on what I need to do on something like that?
Yeah, we do the latter. We just loan it to you, and the only thing that we charge you for is the line that's on the reels. And any, you know, turnable tackle, whatever you use, and you're welcome to bring your own. But we have a bunch of different gear, a bunch of different sizes, everything from you know, single speed Shimano Trinidads all the way up to Talica 16s, 20s. We've got Tiagra 30s, 50s, International 50s. We have a full suite of gear that we provide for whatever fishing that's taking place at the time. To reserve gear, when you make your reservation, you just give Tracy a call, or after you make your reservation, if you do so online, just give Tracy a call in the office or myself or Brian, whoever's in there, and we'll put you down for whatever gear we need, and when you're there, we'll outfit you.
And the cool thing about your gear is it's tuned and ready to go.
Yeah, and I will say that a lot of that gear, you know, we've had it on there for a long time, so you look at it on the outside, it might not be all that, you know, cosmetically sound, but the guts are solid. We send them up. Ken up there at Ken Corman at Ken's Reels in Oceanside, he goes through almost every one of them every year. I mean, those things are tip-top as far as the guts go. I mean, you know.
And then you put fresh line on them.
Exactly. Fresh gear. You know, we replace the Spectra almost annually, depending on how much we use it. Obviously, when you're showing up, you're going to get a new top shot on there. The thing is ready to go.
Yeah, very good. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up for the first time this morning in quite a while, 858-457-1090, open right now. Richard in Monrovia, you're next up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, so we're talking about the two of us, talking about long range. What about your guilty pleasures for both of you for local fishing, whether it's the Sierras, freshwater bass, Calicos, Northern Baja? What do you guys like to do when you have time to fish locally?
Boy, there's an interesting question. I don't, you know, I like any kind of fishing. I have to be honest with you. I don't, you know, because I do it for a living, I can say that recreationally, I don't spend a whole lot of time fishing, although I do go out with my son. I go out in the half-day boats, and I love shore fishing. I always have. Beach fishing, like for Corvina, sure. Down on the beach with the light gear. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Up there north of the pier, up there on Blacks.
Yeah.
Man. But any kind of fishing I like. I can remember, it was a couple of years ago, freshwater fishing for bluegill and just being stoked.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you can see them bite it. I mean, I still have that I get that same excitement as I did when I was a little kid. You know,
sure.
I mean, I just like any kind of fishing.
Well, you know what's funny is a lot of guys that are in your business and do what you do are really into freshwater bass fishing. Like, for example, our guest tomorrow, the ultimate deckhand, John Collins, is going to be here in the studio tomorrow morning. That guy spends all his, well, he's kind of semi-retired now, but not really, but he spent a lot of days sitting on a lake fishing for those little green things.
So I tried to get, you know, some bass enthusiasts many years ago, tried to recruit me into the bass thing. It just didn't do it for me. Yeah, I mean, now, this goes way back when Loveland was a closed lake, and I know some guys that used to, you know, hike down there in the dark.
Really?
I heard poachers? I heard about it.
You just know.
I just know some guys, and they really would bite good. You know, like I know some guys that would get 75, 80 in a morning.
Wow.
And that kind of bass fishing to me was pretty fun.
See, yeah, I enjoy that too. That's my kind of bass fishing.
But, you know, sitting there waiting for one bite all day, it just didn't hook me.
Yeah. Speaking of bass fishing, I might add too, for those that are going on the Royal Star Mazatlan trips, you know, Lake El Salto, what's the other one that's even closer to Mazatlan? We could probably hook you up with the right guys to go for bass fishing for a day or two before or after the trip.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's right there. Two of the best bass lakes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. Talk to Tom in Temecula. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
Couple questions. First of all, a comment. I'll bring up the albacore thing again.
Yeah.
One of the things I kind of kept an eye on this summer was the American Tuna Boat website, and they actually give a report of, you know, where their commercial guys are fishing. And for the first time, you know, that I've been watching here in the last couple years, they actually said that, you know, some of their fish were actually swimming a little further south and fishing off, you know, northern part of California, with the thought that, you know, we might be moving towards a Southern California fishery maybe in 2018. So anyway, I just throw that out there on the table.
We'll go with that.
My tackle question is, I know you can catch big tuna on really light tackle. It just takes longer. But for our local bluefin that we've been experiencing this year, and, you know, I know there's been the exception of this 300-pounders and, you know, high 200s. But what, you know, if you had one line size to choose, what would be your ideal tackle? Not to say, you know, you don't want to go too light, you don't want to go too heavy, and you don't want to naturally catch, be on the fish for, you know, hours, but, you know, what would it be, 80? That's kind of what I'm thinking.
That's exactly what I was going to tell you. 80-pound short top shot, fluorocarbon, Blackwater being my favorite, but there's a lot of brands of fluorocarbon that will serve you well.
100-pound Power Pro or
exactly.
Spectra, yeah.
Exactly.
So 100-pound Spectra. 100-pound Spectra, 80-pound.
80-pound fluorocarbon. And then if it's a situation where it's really scratchy and you just can't get a bite, you switch over to the 60-pound, And that's as light as I would go. You know, if you're in you're in an area where there's 120 to 150 pound bluefin or bigger in the neighborhood, again, 60 that would be my lower limit. And there may be a time, especially if the fish get a little pressure on them, you know, they get wise to it, where you're going to have to drop down to that 60. And referencing the conversation earlier about the bluefin not being the most worthy adversary, I think 60 pound for 120 pound bluefin, for 150 pound bluefin, no problem. The big difference with bluefin is their teeth when they chew you off a lot. You know what I mean? They have that, they have a very distinct behavior. They get up at color, and anybody who's fished bluefin knows what I'm talking about. They get up at color and they go straight up and down where you're looking down at their back. And
instead of going sideways.
Yeah, they shake their head back and forth, and that line grates across their teeth, and pink. I mean, the number of bluefin that I've seen lost that way. I mean, I can't even tell you. Yeah.
In the same place.
And you just know it when you're like, oh, here it goes. They got you. And that's where that 80-pound or even that 100-pound is really going to come into play. But, you know, again, if you got to go to 60, you have to. 80-pound is a perfect happy medium. We caught most of our fish the last couple of days on 80-pound, and you have a size 5-0 or 6-0, 7-0 semi-circle type hook, and you're in the driver's seat with 80-pound. You just manhandle them.
Yeah, very good. What's your favorite knot?
Five-turn trilene, a tried and true. That knot is incredible. I like the low profile of it. I like how it cinches down. And it's 100% knot. The line will break before the knot breaks if you tie it correctly.
Yeah, why five turns rather than four turns? Is it just more insurance?
I've always just tied five-turn trilene. That's just
pretty easy.
I guess that's the way I've been taught to tie it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Norman in San Diego, you're next up.
Hey, what a segue into my question about knots. I'm a fly fisherman, and we use loop knots to the hooks, like a non-slip mono or perfection loop for the big flies, so the fly can move around a lot and not get be more lifelike. And for bait fishing, it seems like people are using ringed hooks for that purpose. I was wondering why you think maybe these loop knots for hooks have not become more popular.
Generally, they're not as strong. I mean, I've seen that, like, in the case of a perfection knot. And I know that some anglers, they'll tie, like, a uni knot and won't cinch it all the way down and keep the loop on there. I like that idea, but it's a single. There's a single piece of line going through the loop of the hook the eye of the hook as opposed to two. And those two loops make a big difference as far as the knot strength goes. You gave me an idea here. I wanted to throw out there those ringed hooks, the guys who manufacture those. Something about those ringed hooks, the rings themselves, they're a little bit abrasive. You notice that when you go to cinch your knot down, how it's very difficult to get a good cinch. And it'll actually, on the heavier size lines, the line will burn a little bit. Mm-hmm. Need to get together with our ringed hook manufacturer. I hope they're listening out there, because that ring, man, they need to smooth it out. Yeah. You know that the finish on those hooks, like those Gamakatsu, the Bahayabusa, how smooth it is. Those knots just cinch down beautifully.
Well, the Gamakatsu ringed hooks, the Nautilus ring hooks, are one piece ring, with no abrasion.
Weld.
Yeah, there's no weld on it, which is nice.
Makes it better.
But are you a ring hook guy?
You know what? I got to tell you guys, I'm not. I'm not a non-believer.
Not a believer.
You know, I
people
definitely
get bit with them.
They do, for sure. Now, I don't know if that's 100% the reason why they're getting bites, but I wouldn't bet against them.
What percentage of people now on the Royal Star are using ring hook versus non-ring?
I would say more do than don't.
So kind of like the Tony the Tiger Marauder syndrome, where since that's the one that's in the water the most, is that the one that's getting bit?
I get the sense that ringed hooks catch, you know, at least as many anglers as they do hooks.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or fish, rather.
What about you, Norman? What do you think? I'm not, you know, I use ring hooks. I use, and I'm not convinced. I don't know.
I'm out of that world, man. I just do slides, so I'm just curious. I just haven't been in that world in a long time.
They work, but I want our ringed hook manufacturers to take note of that, because I've had a tough time with, you know, trying to cinch down a five-turn trilene knot with those ringed hooks and if it's an advantage, they got to improve that one point of it.
And there's a lot of great anglers, far, far better than I that say ring hooks are the bomb.
Absolutely.
There's no question.
And it goes back to the old, if you think you're hooking them because you have a ring hook, you probably are.
You probably are. Hey, Norman, speaking of fly fishing, 1 week from tomorrow, we are going to have two fly fishing, saltwater fly fishing superstars. Jim Solomon and Al Q will be in the studio with us.
Oh, Al Q.
Sunday. Yeah, great guys. And you should see the fish that these guys catch on the fly, Tim. Unbelievable.
I've seen it. Remember, we ran those fly fishing trips.
Oh, yeah, you know
past.
Al Q and Jim Solomon.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to have those guys on the show a week from tomorrow.
Okay, look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, Norman. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Rick in Beaumont, you're on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question regarding if you're using 100-pound or 80-pound hollow core spectra and then you're putting on your fluoro, what type of connection would you recommend? And I was wondering if you could comment on, like, wind-on leaders versus crimping versus just tying it direct with a knot.
I got to tell you, Pete's going to have to answer the hollow core question. I'm not the big gear buff, but I have really gone with the 60 and the 80 pound top shots and even the 100 pound. We tie a lot more of those. It's the Bob Sands knot. Is that the one?
Or the John Collins knot or the
exactly
knot? Yeah.
Exactly. We rely on that knot a lot more now.
It works
quicker. It's a lot easier. And I got to tell you guys, It matches up, I think, pound for pound with just about any other connection. It's very, very reliable.
Very simple.
Very simple, very reliable. I would say, like in the case of Guadalupe, this year, 95% of the gear that we rigged with that Bob Sands knot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, again, for functionality, it just serves the purpose. And, hey, the crimp kits and all that, it's great. It's a great connection. Just technical.
Yeah.
You know,
takes time.
Yeah, and when you're talking about fish, you know, it's a different program. You get down into those big cows, you know, fish over 200 pounds, and they're again, that's a different animal. The knots still work well for those too. I mean, we've gone over to tying those knots quite a bit down in that arena. The advantage of the crimps, the advantage of the loop to loop connection is the low profile when it passes through the guides. You know, especially when you're talking about a short top shot, if you're trying to cast with it. There is
the advantage of, like, the Sato crimp and a loop-to-loop connection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't snag up in the guides.
Yep.
It's a very smooth connection.
And you can use a longer top shot.
Precisely.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Precisely.
Yeah. Tomorrow is the day for that question with John Collins. That's the man that invented the knot.
There you go.
Yeah.
At least that knot.
Yeah.
I don't even know what knot we tie. I always thought it was the Bob Sands knot. I mean, all I know is it works. You know,
yeah.
It's very, very reliable.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of knot questions tomorrow, I guarantee you that. So that's going to be a really interesting. Or not. Maybe not. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and try and sneak in one more. Bob in Lakeside, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, with the variety of the size of the tuna that they're catching right now, and if you had to pick out, like, say, two, maybe three outfits, what are your go-to outfits right now for a three-quarter day here out of San Diego?
Oh, boy. Well, I think, number one, I'd have something that has a two-speed reel. You know, a Talica or a Talica size, you know, a 12 or a 16, even a 10 or a comparable.
But on a three-quarter day, you're not going to be chasing that big bluefin.
Well, you know, these things.
Oh, really?
Didn't we just hear the phone call? Those things, it's like 15 miles offshore.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I would want to have at least one outfit that has, you know, 50, 60 pound with a two-speed reel in my arsenal,
okay,
the just-in-case factor.
Yeah.
And then you go down from there. You know, you go to your 30-pound outfit. I got to tell you, I'm probably not the best guy to be asking about local gear and local fishing.
But I'll tell you that Talica 12 or 16 would be a good choice in your arsenal because you can use it universally. You can change the top shot. You can fish 60 and 80 on it.
Yep.
Or you can fish 40 and 30 on it.
Exactly.
And still have a reel that functions quite well.
Yeah, and then the lighter outfits with your, you know, your 25 or your 30 pound for fishing around the islands, you know, fishing your yellows, you know, your live bait, fly line, and sardines. The other thing that those Talico reels, they can double with the flat fall jigs.
Yes.
Offshore.
Yes.
But anyway, that's the one thing that I would say. Back your play with at least one, you know, mid-sized two-speed reel with 50 or 60 pound. That way you never get caught. You know, you never come up short if you do run into something
just
big.
Just in case.
Exactly.
You never know when that stuff's going to swim in a little bit.
Exactly.
It doesn't have
right.
to swim very far.
No, and it already has. I mean, there's think about how many times last spring where those guys were out there fishing those 100-pounders, 150-pounders. I mean, it's happened now two consecutive years that the three-quarter-day boats have been getting shots at those great big ones.
Yeah.
So always be ready.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to give away a couple trips on the Liberty. Tell you about tomorrow's show and wrap things up with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference. And Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Rick and Beaumont, Hills and Ventura. You each win a pass to go fishing on the Liberty with Captain Taro and the gang out of Fisherman's Landing. And thank you, Captain Tim Ekstrom. Great show today. Really fun. Never enough time. We're going to do it again soon.
I hope so. It's what it is. There's never enough time. We could sit here and talk for hours and hours. We're just getting warmed up, you know, just scratching the surface. But I just want to express my, you know, I did on the website. Follow along on our reports, please, every day and see what we have to offer there. We throw out information about what's going on the trip, on the water, and talk about whatever comes to mind. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for all the Royal Star Anglers this year and in years prior for your continued support. You guys we're here because of you. So thank you for myself, Randy, Brian, Tracy, the Royal Star ownership team. We got a great schedule of trips coming up, and I'm really looking forward to what the water has to offer in 2018.
Oh, so am I. And I can't believe you actually have spots open on some Guadalupe trips coming up here. And remember last December was good.
Oh, we slayed them. We did. I think we have three or four spots open on that Rice Bowl trip coming up.
Yeah.
It's the 13th through the 20th. If somebody wants to jump on and get a shot, those tuna are still there. It's going to be good fishing. We're going to have good opportunities for sure. I mean, we'll see what the weather brings and the like, but the opportunity is definitely there. They're not going away.
Yeah.
And the good thing about the end of the year, no sharks.
Those sharks are gone. They're gone.
They absolutely left.
Where'd they go?
It's a great mystery. Literally, one day they were there, the next day, gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Yeah.
I know.
And also, there's a spot if you want to go fishing with Rick. Or you want to jump on the boat Monday for 12 days.
Exactly right. There's
there
a handful of spots
there.
Yep, ready to rock.
Right
so,
there.
Anyway, thank you again once and all, or to one and all. Area code 619-224-4764. That's our number there at Royal Star, as well as RoyalStarSportFishing.com. If you want to book a trip, you can do so online. Follow along on the website again. We'll keep you guys all posted. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you to Adam. Great job once again on the phones as well as on the board today. Couldn't do it without him. Check out our archives because Adam's posting those right after the show. And you can see a picture along with that archive of the studio shot. Always available there, 724 at letstalkhookup.com. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. We're keying him as the ultimate deckhand, Captain John Collins, who is just an amazing person. And he's going to be fun in the studio tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Be right back here on the Mighty 1090.